our prayers of intercession. You are invited to join in the response when I say, in your mercy, Lord, please say with me, hear our prayer. Lord, we join together in prayer as we bring before you our world, the work of STEP, and those we know and love who are in need in this moment. We pray for all those affected by the current pandemic, for those striving to create a vaccine and develop new treatments for COVID-19, for the workers in the NHS, and for all those involved in social care, in teaching, and all key workers, giving thanks for the work that they do. We also pray for wisdom for world leaders at this difficult time. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the work of STEP, that they can be a blessing to the lives of young people, both during this lockdown period and in September, when it is hoped schools will reopen. We pray for those young people who are suffering from anxiety during this time. We also pray a blessing on those who are preparing to move up to secondary school, or who are receiving exam results this summer, or who are planning for university or a year out. We pray that you will provide STEP with everything they need: creativity, wisdom, boldness, and the financial provision to do all you have planned for them. We also remember all involved in education and in support of young people. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are unwell at this time. Please provide your healing and comfort for them and for their families. We also pray for those who are grieving, that they may know your love and compassion. We especially remember this week the family of John Carty, and a year following the tragic death of Anne Huntingford, her husband Steve, and children Emily, Josh, and Tori, and the wider family. We thank you, Lord, that those who have gone to heaven are safe with you. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the Methodist circuit and the wider church, that you will guide us as our buildings begin to reopen. Please help the church to be a light in the world and a blessing to those in need. We pray also for the church council meeting this Thursday. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. And finally, a moment of silence for us to name before God, in the quietness of heart, all those upon our minds at this time. And so we bind all our prayers together as one, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing now the hymn, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. The hymn number 82.